With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chunky's on a Football Monday, presented by Chiniga Miles. Visit MIOScareers.com to view open positions and apply today. Joining us right now from his humble abodes, our pal Pete Haley from NBC Sports Washington. What's up, Pete?
Oh, good morning, guys. Just another week reacting to a game where the Washington football team really had no chance to win as soon as it began. So, yeah.
I was looking at your column real quick, and you're not as positive as some of the positive Petes, huh?
No, I am definitely a pessimistic Pete. I just think a year and a half into this rebuild, there should be more to praise than the team showing up and putting in some good effort and having a nice week of preparation. Like, those are bare minimum things that basically every NFL team should have the second a new coach takes over. So I just find it a little disappointing and also just hard to take when Rivera is up there kind of upbeat and happy with how his guys performed when the same issues like red zone and defensive opening drives and third downs are popping up. That is more important than playing hard, in my opinion.
Yeah, defensive opening drives, it reared its ugly head again yesterday. And you tweeted this at Pete Haley, NBCS, yesterday. Packers, 13 plays, 75 yards, took almost 8 minutes off the clock and ended up with the touchdown. They've now allowed touchdowns on 5 of 7 opening drives and points on 6 of 7. So whatever,
always in a hole.
Whatever hype music Jack Del Rio's playing in the locker room for them before the game starts, it's not working. Something is not working there.
Yeah, I mean, the New Orleans Saints should be embarrassed. They're the only ones to not score on this team. They should be relegated to another football league for not being able to put up points against this defense. But I think we need to ask Rivera at some point, and it's difficult because there's only so many questions you get, and this isn't really high up on the list, but why does he keep deferring when he gets the chance? The defense isn't setting the tone like you want them to. And this has been an issue for 2 years. Last year, the offense only had a field goal and a touchdown on their 16 opening drives. The other 14, they didn't score. So they're getting off to slow starts on offense. This year, the defense is putting them in deep holes. But either way, this team is always in a deficit to begin the game. And that's not really conducive to how this team is built. They're supposed to get ahead and then let this defensive line eat. Instead, they're playing from behind and having to try and make up deficits. And the lack of adjustments or trying to do something new, especially on defense this year, is maddening, because whatever you're doing, like you said, music, practice structure, tape study, it's not working, and yet it just continues to rear its ugly head.
Here's the thing, though. I actually think they're playing a little bit better defensively. I mean, because they could only go better, right? Because they were the worst. So they're playing a little bit better. They're nowhere near where we thought they'd be, but I think they're playing a little bit better. They move the ball. So I'm being Ron Rivera today. I'm trying to be optimistic. They move the ball, and Taylor scored. I'm sorry. That was just weird. Like, he scored. Everyone knows he scored. Yeah. That was a great drive, whatever. But so if they play average next week, I think they have a shot. I actually think they have a shot in 2 of their next 3 opponents. And then they'll be back in sort of familiar territory, 4-6, with a chance to chase their tail and maybe have a better finish and finish like 7-9. And it's not as catastrophically awful as thought it was going to be.
Oh, by the way, even with your fictitious touchdown, they still only scored.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
17 points, yeah. Which is nubs. Doesn't win you a lot of NFL games.
I agree. But, I mean, it is what it is. It was a good drive. They scored it. Terry should have caught the other ball, but that's fine. Whatever. I never thought we were going to win the game.
That's what bad teams do. They make mistakes like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I never thought they were going to win the game. They were always going to lose this game.
I was surprised Terry dropped that.
But I think there are some things they could build on, Pete.
Yeah, no, there's definitely things to build on. So I don't want to totally rip Ron apart. Like, he's the coach. He's supposed to find the positive things to build on. I'm sure when he talks to us later today, he'll be a little more realistic, or at least I hope so. And I think you're right. They can beat Denver. Denver's nothing special. I think they're actually two very similar teams, two teams that build around their defense, aren't that successful at it, and then have just stopgap quarterbacks and defensive head coaches trying to find their way. Mm-hmm. So they get to the bye 3-5. I think we'll all be feeling a little bit better. And then you just need to win a game or two to get close to 500 and then try and finish at the end. So, yes, there's a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. And I think the defensive line is waking up, but at the same time, as they're doing so, it's making me annoyed. Like, where was this to start the year? Why did it take 7 or 8 games for Sweat and Allen, all these guys, to really start putting pressure on guys? And even so, they only did it for a half yesterday. 3 sacks in the first half, completely non-existent in the second half. But I hear you. If you want to be, you know, really, if you want to be on Ron's side, you say guys 8 times in response to every question the media gives you. Yes, there are some signs pointing to improvement, but it's just not enough right now after having a full offseason and bringing back a lot of guys and then bringing in some new additions. Nothing is really working as a whole. It's just little pops here and there.
Pete, this is the way I look at it, and this is very simplistic. I get it. But on paper, it was a backup throwing to mostly backups besides McLaurin against a Hall of Famer throwing to one Hall of Famer and a bunch of other starters. And it's going to be tough for the backups to beat the Hall of Famer, especially in their house. I get it. There was opportunities for them to score. We already talked about
those.
They
were always going to lose a game.
But, you know, just when you look at it from that standpoint, almost impossible to win that game.
Yeah, I think that's true. Taylor Heinicke is a fun guy to watch, and I like when he scrambles, but he's not going to be the answer, and neither is Kyle Allen. So I think that's a fair way to look at it. But, when is Washington going to be able to say they're equal to Green Bay? And this isn't just Ron's problem. This is every coach before him under Dan Snyder. It's always, we just didn't have the talent, or going to Lambeau's really tough, and maybe next week against the Broncos it'll be even, or the Chiefs coming to FedEx Field. There's never really a chance. Like, teams eventually figure out a way to make themselves even with the greats, and they build themselves into something. The Bills were a laughingstock for a long time. Now they're one of those squads. Washington has never broken through to a point where fans can have a realistic shot about beating some of the top organizations, and that's a top-to-bottom issue for 2-plus decades, as long as you guys have been doing your job. You know it. So, sure, yesterday, in a nutshell, in its own kind of vacuum, fine. That's all right for them to lose by 2 touchdowns to Aaron Rodgers, but it's been fine for them to lose like that for 20 plus years, and it's never improving or getting closer to the end goal.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.